Welcome to Tip TV, where we're joined by James Hughes, who is a strategist at GKFX. How are you today, James?
Not so bad, Zach. Not so bad. Thank you very much.
Okay, we've lost a national security advisor, but do we care?
Well, we don't care necessarily, but the markets do seem to care a little bit, which is, I mean, I don't know if the markets really care that we've lost a national security advisor, but I think they care that they just want that little bit of stability, don't they? We don't really want to see. I think what the interesting thing about this is that us as traders and the markets, we don't want to care about the White House. We don't want to care about politics. We want to care about Yellen later this afternoon. We want to care about the how much data we've got coming out today. But of course, the one thing which is really getting us is this massive uncertainty around the fact that we just don't know what's coming out of the White House next. Now, my big question is that any different to how it's always ever been? Do we just care more because it's Donald Trump? And I think the answer is, of course, yes. Is there anything else really any different than what it's usually been? We have always disagreed with politicians. People always disagree with politicians, whoever they are. Doesn't matter whether it's Obama, Trump, Theresa May here, Tony Blair, whoever it may be. We always disagree. But as is the media, the media focus on Donald Trump, the markets have to be focused on them. And that's exactly what we're getting at the moment. And because we've lost an aide, yes, it's not great news for Donald Trump. But why should the markets necessarily care? It doesn't affect the economy. It doesn't affect what's going on in terms of his fiscal policies. It doesn't affect what's going on at the central bank. But at the moment, we have to focus everything on Donald Trump and the White House and just the uncertainty. And then, of course, what we do as traders is and analysts is we create this all ourselves. We don't have to worry about that, but of course we do.
Isn't it the case, though, that even, you know, we're not even a month into his presidency and the wheels are already starting to come off the wagon? That's not it doesn't look good at the moment, does it?
Well, it doesn't look good, but that's because we're running such a big microscope over the whole situation at the moment. And of course, I'm sure Barack Obama lost various different aides that we maybe didn't necessarily hear about because the media attention wasn't so big on him. But yes, it doesn't look particularly good for him to lose an aide. And of course, it's the biggest issue, and I think about this, is the Russian ties, isn't it? Before Donald Trump was in, came to power, it was all about his ties with Vladimir Putin and Russia and how they would work together. Then, of course, Rex Tillerson and his ties to Vladimir Putin and Russia. And now this is another step in terms of talking about sanctions, and we know the sanction situation is a very touchy subject between Russia and the US. So the fact that it's about Russia again is probably more the bigger story rather than Donald Trump's national security team falling apart.
Well, I just want to look at some of the individual markets. We've seen the euro bounce off, the 50-day moving average area, 106. Dollar-yen also consolidating now. After its rebound, let's say from just below 112, where are we on the dollar situation?
Yeah, I mean, the dollar's looking a bit stronger now, isn't it? I mean, for the last few days, we haven't really been able to hold anything in terms of gains. But you look a little bit longer term, look at the dollar index on a daily basis, and we are seeing quite a big turnaround from that downside. If you look at euro dollar on the daily as well, we reached those highs and then we've come back lower. We're on quite a big 50 fib on the downside, which is holding up the markets at the moment, or should start to hold up the markets at some point. But I think that's the key thing at the moment is that previously the dollar had been so choppy. We went to the upside. We started falling down. Now we're turning slightly more positive again. But the thing is, we just can't tell whether we're going to hold on to this in terms of a US dollar at the moment because it's so hard for the dollar to actually keep those gains. But when you look at anything else, you look at it from a pound point of view and cable, we've actually got the pound trying to be stronger from the other side and trying to push against that. And it seems that the dollar fails every time there's a little bit of competition at the moment. But you've got so much data this week, and not just this week, today. So there's a whole host of data coming out today, which is going to move the markets. You've got Janet Yellen this evening testifying. We heard Kaplan has already said, Kaplan speaking again later today, and he's already said that he wants these rate hikes to happen sooner rather than later. So it'll be interesting to see what Janet Yellen says today and tomorrow when she testifies.
But the market, I mean, especially the US markets, I mean, it's just unbelievable. We've got this exponential rise for the Dow, the S&P, presumably the Nasdaq as well. I mean, is this sustainable in the current environment?
Well, I mean, I said no back in January and probably halfway through December as well. So I'm quite reluctant to say no again, to be perfectly honest. But I think that the strength is there. The earnings have been good. We know that. And if you look at the S&P, the earnings out of the S&P, I think it was something silly like 72, 73% beat expectations. So there was a very strong performance in terms of those earnings numbers. But then, and what was it yesterday? I think the overall market cap of the S&P went through $20 trillion. So of course, it doesn't necessarily mean anything, but it's just another point that takes these markets higher and shows the strength that we've got in there. It's what's going to turn them round. And of course, at the moment, if you've got the US dollar performing in one way, you've got a lot of money going into gold still. There is that discussion today with the risk maybe coming away because of the fears of what's going on in the White House. But it's clutching at straws in terms of stories which are going to bring these markets lower at the moment. And I think it's one of those at the moment, while it's going higher, the trend is your friend situation.
James Hughes, strategist at GKFX, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you very much.